This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at Pass the Grain, Spare the Brain, and finally a story about inflammatory cytokines and disc disease. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 467, recorded July 11th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. An editorial in the September 2007 issue of the journal Neurology discussed the effects that the Western diet has on the development of dementia known as Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, with an estimated U.S. prevalence of over 5 million people. Recent discoveries have focused on identifying biomarkers for early detection of disease, and a great deal of information is available on amyloid processing. However, to date, there has been few data to suggest how the progressive course of Alzheimer's disease can be modified in symptomatic patients for clinically meaningful outcomes. The study discussed in this editorial reported on the benefits of adherence to the Mediterranean diet on reducing mortality in Alzheimer's disease. Higher adherence to the Mediterranean diet was associated with lower mortality in Alzheimer's disease, with a positive dose-response effect. The quote-unquote discovery that diet adherence may provide protective benefits across a number of chronic diseases may lead to increased understanding of environmental and social adaptations that have occurred in the transition from hunter-gatherer type diets to diets and lifestyles more common to Western societies today, which may include trans fats, processed foods, refined sugars, and sedentary lifestyles. These changes have been linked to the increased prevalence of cardiovascular disease and may in part lead to increased incidence of other chronic diseases of the older adult, such as Alzheimer's disease. It is interesting that considering all the medical and pharmaceutical advances made in the last century, perhaps the most important thing that doctors can still tell patients, regardless of why they come to the office, is to stay mentally active, physically fit, and to eat a healthy and quote-unquote balanced diet. Remember to discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A study in the July 2014 issue of the journal Spine discusses the efficacy of an IKKB inhibitor on inflammatory cytokine levels in injured intervertebral discs or on neuropeptide levels in the dorsal root ganglion neurons innervating injured intervertebral discs in rats. Multiple studies have suggested that upregulation of inflammatory cytokines in damaged intervertebral discs causes discogenic low back pain. The efficacy of blocking individual inflammatory cytokines is limited. However, inflammatory cytokine stimuli often require IKKB to activate nuclear factor KB. The study concluded that injury-induced upregulation of inflammatory cytokines within intervertebral discs and increased levels of neuropeptides within dorsal root ganglion neurons can be suppressed by inhibiting IKKB. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from George Bernard Shaw. A life spent making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.